Well, the regular season is now over for the Albia girls softball team, the Albia baseball squad, but that doesn't mean the season's over. There's district play in front of us, and tonight, before tonight's game, we want to talk to Mitch Chance, the head coach of the Albia girls softball squad, because the girls start district play tonight, and we're here in Centerville. And Mitch, good to see you, and it's hard to believe the season is behind us, but now we're into the second season, and that's all important. And I know your girls are pretty much ready to go. But let's reflect, first of all, back on this season. You have very few seniors on this squad. At some point when the season ends, you're going to miss some of these kids, but you've only got three. And who are those three seniors who have given you some great leadership this year, too?
Our three Lady D softball seniors are second baseman Anna Riley. We have DH Rochelle Heineman and first baseman Cassie Smallwood. And all three of those girls have had a big part in our season. And, you know, hopefully we can keep it going a couple more games and extend their softball careers.
One thing, Mitch, you went into this season knowing you had a pretty young ball club. And you never know what you're going to get with a young team. And you got pretty much, I think, what you expected, some games that were outstandingly played, and then some others that you would probably say, gee, we could have played a lot better. But this was a team that we noticed when Bill and I broadcast these games this year, that this team really continued to improve and made dramatic improvement, we thought, from the beginning of the year, this young team, to the end of the year.
Well, you know, that's what you're hoping is improvement throughout the season. And, you know, going into the year, I bet if you look back at the first article that the paper wrote about our softball season, that I figured that we would be contending probably for third place because I thought Clark and both Eddyville were a step above the rest of the conference, and that's exactly how it ended up. So, you know, obviously that's not where we wanted to finish. You know, our goal every year is to try to win a conference title. But, you know, finishing behind two teams like that, there's nothing to be ashamed of about that. And you're right. You know, we started out the year, we'd lost seven games because of rainouts early in the year. And seven games that we probably would have been favored to win. And you lose those seven games because of rainouts. You know, usually don't make those games up. You know, and then we got into a little bit of a tough of our schedule. And things weren't going well, but, you know, just like our season went last year, we turned things around. And, you know, from midway point, to the end of the year here, we've improved, I think, dramatically. And, you know, and just like any coach, if you're going to be playing your best ball, you want to be playing it at the end of the year. And, you know, hopefully we can string together a couple wins here to make a run.
I know you mentioned Clark of Osceola. Of course, they were ranked in the top 10 in their class through much of the year, and they really got on a roll late in the year. They won 11 in a row or more than that. Eddyville was ranked much of the year. They finished second. You finished a solid third, and what was your record in the conference and overall?
We finished 15-17 overall, overall record, and we finished 4-6 in the conference. And that is, like I said, that is where, you know, before the season began, I thought that's where we would be. But, you know, we had a couple really, really nice wins throughout that conference season, beating, highly ranked Eddyville at Eddyville after they had really beaten us bad at Albia. I believe it's they beat us in four innings the first time we played. And then the last game of the year against Davis County, that game was for third place. And we came out and really probably played our best game of the year offensively and won 15-4, I believe. So those two conference games you're going to look back on, and those are probably the two most memorable of the conference year.
Well, the same week you beat a ranked Eddyville, Blakesburg, Fremont team, you also beat a rated Oskaloosa team, which is a class ahead of you.
Yeah, and that game, I think, was more surprising than anything. You know, that Eddyville game, you know, we did a lot of things good, but, you know, to string together back-to-back wins like that against quality ranked teams, that was, it surprised me a little bit. But, you know, the girls kind of fed off that after those two games. That's really when we started playing our best, and it was nice to see. And the girls needed those two wins because we had struggled early in the season. And, you know, when you get a couple wins like that, everything about you gets a little bit more confident, and things starts to get a little bit easier for you.
And we noticed that the confidence level came up. It all starts in softball, especially with pitching, though. And Lexi Van Polen, only a sophomore, and her battery mate, Emma Deneen, only a sophomore. Good things to look ahead to, hopefully tonight and certainly in the next 2 years. But Lexi very much developed And it was fun to see her move the ball around a lot more this year, and I know you have a dramatic part in that. But her confidence level came up, too. She's still not a big strikeout pitcher, but she certainly doesn't beat herself with walks anymore. She's got pretty good command.
Oh, she, you know, she's been this way for 3 years. You know, she, last year, it's very similar to how this year started out for her. You know, she wasn't hitting her spots early in the year, and then, boom, all of a sudden things started to click for her. She was doing, you know, throwing the ball wherever she wanted to, and Emma Dineen does a wonderful job catching her. They've, you know, they've caught since, well, they've both played when they were eighth graders. And, you know, when you've caught somebody for 3 years, you know exactly what they want to do, where they want to set up. And they do a great job together. And it's going to be exciting to have those girls for two more years. And, like I said, they work so well together. And I just, like I said, I'm really, really happy with what we have going on right now. And just, you know, they're gonna continue to get better.
Sydney Weldon became one of the best leadoff hitters, one of the finest hitters in the conference this year, not only hitting for average but for power. She has continued to develop her game too, hasn't she?
Oh, she's just amazing, and I don't know if I've seen anything like something what I've seen of Sydney this year as a leadoff hitter.
She's very intense too about her game, isn't she?
Oh, she is. You know, she when she gets out, you know, just like anybody, she gets, you know, she wants to get on base every time, and that's a great mentality to have. I mean, when you put in her numbers in Class 3A, she's in the top 10 in every offensive category: runs, homers, doubles, triples, slugging, average. I mean, she's had a first-team All-State type of year. And, you know, when we're going well, Sydney, you know, Sydney starts off that game with a base hit. And that is so – she has had such a fabulous year. And, when you've had that kind of year, you know, you don't want it to end. Mm-hmm. And like I said, when she starts things for us, our team just rallies behind her. And, you know, and of late, you know, our top – five or six girls in the order. Kenzie Griffin has had an amazing year. I was looking at her stats the other day. She's got two or more hits, I believe, in the last eight games, and that's, you know, she I think she's over the 400 mark now in her average. She has just came through in so many situations for us. Alexi Van Polen has gotten hot of late. Rochelle Heineman's had that steady year. Anna Riley has as well. And the bottom of our order with Mary Shepard and Caitlin Spieler and Emma Dineen, Cassie Smallwood, they have had their best probably 10 games, you know, at the end of the year. So, you know, we're all doing the right things right now. I just, you know, just tonight we've got to string together some hits. Mm-hmm. You know, a lot of times in games this year, we've had eight or nine hits in a game, but we don't ever string them together. And we've got to string hits together, because tonight's not going to be a 1-0 game. It's not going to be a 2-1 game. You know, I think if we win, we're going to have to put up five or six runs. I really believe that's the number for us to get five or six, and you know, because they're a good hitting team, and they're gonna score some runs. We've got to be able to you know, sustain that big inning, and hopefully, you know, we have that one big inning to get us going.
Centerville defeated you up here earlier in the year, won pretty handily. Then you went down there later in the year, lost, I think, 5-1 in that game, a game that was very winnable. But it was after that point in the year that you really came on very strongly. What kind of a game? You mentioned kind of what you expect tonight. What can you tell us about Centerville? Who are their key people that we want to keep an eye on tonight that you have to watch?
Well, their main player, or their main girl on their team is their pitcher, the Kylie Misetich, mm-hmm. And she is a heck of a pitcher, and we really struggle against her. And there's teams that really struggle against her. And, you know, we've had two or three weeks now to prepare for her, and that's what we've done. We've really tried to prepare offensively some things we could do to help us out with her. So we've done some drills and some and different batting things to help us get ready for her. But she's a great pitcher. She hits spots. She throws a really good rise ball, and they've got some outstanding hitters. The Lang girl, the Demery girl, there's a Barger girl. I mean, they hit the ball, and the thing is, they've hit the ball well twice off Lexi. You know, the second time Lexi threw much better against them. But, you know, we all know that Lexi's not that big strikeout pitcher. So, you know, for order us to win the game, we're going to have to be flawless defensively. And, you know, we've had three quality practices in the last 4 days, obviously playing two games Saturday. But the girls have been really loose. They've been focused. We've had a lot of fun at practice. And, you know, this time of the year, you just got to you gotta keep getting better and work on your weaknesses. And you know, hopefully that these extra days of practice has helped us for tonight. But when it all comes down to it, it's going to be one out on the field. So let's just hope we can put together a quality game.
We didn't get to go to the Ottumwa tournament. We were here. We were committed to do some baseball games. Ottumwa tournament, the Ottumwa Classic's always very tough down there. What's the situation at shortstop? I know at the end of the year, Tegan Bossard came up ill. You had to go with Mary Shepard. What an outstanding eighth grader going into the freshman class she is. Her speed adds a whole new dimension for you, too. Who are we going to see at shortstop tonight?
We're going to see Mary Shepard tonight at shortstop. We're all looking forward to having Tegan back, and hopefully if we can pull this game out tonight, that we're going to have her back Friday. I am not a doctor in terms of when she can and can't play, and we've got to follow their advice. So, you know, she was diagnosed with mono, and you know, mono varies for every person.
It's unpredictable.
It is, and we just, you know, we hope the best for Tegan. And like I said, she's going to be in the dugout with us tonight for the first time in a week. So, you know, we need her back. We want her back. She wants to be there, and hopefully, you know what, we can extend this season so she can get back out there and do what she does best, and that's play shortstop.
She was playing very well defensively, particularly from the midpoint of the season on.
Oh, absolutely. And the thing is, just I don't know what it is, and it's something I've got to take a look at myself and find out why the last 2 years it's taken us halfway through the season to start playing. But you know, that's been the way we've been the last 2 years, and definitely Tegan has been very, very good the last, you know, 3 weeks, and it was a shame to see her go down. But you know, we're gonna do everything we can to get through this game and get her back.
The nice thing is you've had more time now for Mary Shepard to get into that role at shortstop, because when Tegan went down, there wasn't a lot of prep time that you had there.
Yeah, and that's exactly right. And this is a funny story about Mary. We found out the night we played Davis County for the third place game in the conference place. We found out the day of that Tegan was not going to be available, and I called Sydney Weldon that morning. I said, Sydney, I need you to come take some balls at shortstop. I don't want to put somebody else in a situation there because it's such a big spot. Sydney Weldon come down, takes 50, 75 ground balls, and she was all ready to go. Me and her talked a little bit, and we just said, you know what, you're our center fielder. We're going to keep you in center field. Right before game time, on the way to the game, I said, Mary, you're playing short tonight. She goes, okay, coach, that'll work. You know, I just kind of didn't think anything about it. Just went out there and played, and she had an outstanding game that night at shortstop. And, you know, somebody that's young like that really, you know, maybe doesn't understand, you know, what we were playing for that night. But, boy, I tell you what, she had a great mindset, and she went out and played a great game. You know, there's still things that she's learning there, just like every young person does. But she's really done a nice job, and these extra days of practice have really, really benefited her. And just, you know, for all the situations we do, the throwdowns to second, she's gotten better with them. We're gonna have to have a good game out of her tonight, because they put the ball in play, and mm-hmm. she's gonna be busy tonight at short.
Well, Mitch, pretty much the same lineup we're gonna see tonight.
Yeah, we will see the same lineup. There will be one change tonight, and many people I don't know this. Cassie Smallwood had a death in her family, and just, you know, a terrible situation. And Cassie's not going to be with us tonight. She drove 12 hours to her grandmother's funeral. So Rochelle Heineman is going to be at first base tonight. That is really our only change. She will not be the DP. She will be playing first base tonight. And you know, Rochelle has had 3 or 4 days, and she's played first base before. She does a nice job there. Obviously, she she accepted that role right away when I told her there was no pressure with her. She just like, you know what, no problem at all, coach. And she's ready to go. And you know what, we've got to step our game up. You know, this is, you know, you're down two starters from what you had most of the year. So, but it's one of those things you got to deal with that, and you just got to play through it and hope for the best.
Well, we hope you win tonight, Mitch. Of course, game's not too far off. And of course, the winner will take on Clark or Sheraton, and that's being played tonight too. Clark's got to be the favorite there, I would assume.
Yeah, you know what? And here's the thing about Sheraton is, and the Clark coach and I are very good friends. You know, we talk quite a bit in terms of softball, and this game really, really scares her because Sheraton has played them tough two times this year, and the Bingston girl for Ellie Bingston's her name for Sheraton, a sophomore pitcher. She has pitched really, really well of late. They won five straight games before I believe their last loss towards the end of the year. But she does a nice job. And you know, when it's a one game situation, you never know. One bad inning can cost you your season. So you know, I guarantee Clark's not looking past Sheraton. And you know, Sheraton has nothing to lose going up there. And I really expect that to be a close game. And Deb's have that history of playing really well at tournament time. So there, you know, Sheraton's going to be ready to go.
We'll look forward to an Albie victory tonight, Mitch. Always good to see you and talk to you, and appreciate all your help during the year. You've got the team going in the right direction, and let's hope it continues to go that way tonight.
Well, thanks, Richard. I appreciate all the coverage you have given us this year, and it's been a pleasure. The girls love doing the interviews, and hopefully we can have a couple more interviews for the end of the year.
I'd like that, too. Mitch Chance, we'll be back with more for tonight's game right after this.